from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The inaugural Tamarack Festival happens September 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Timmins Museum and Timmins Public Library. Tamarack Arts Association Artistic and Executive Director Jesse Bergeron describes it as a multidisciplinary event. The official opening is Friday night at 6 at the museum, followed by the first performance of How a Bear Dies.
Algoma artist Jacob Maybe wrote and performs this piece about a backcountry butcher who longs for the respect of his community. And it's just a beautiful story and a very northern story.
That's followed by a concert performed by the new Timmins-based Bellacorda String Ensemble. Full details are at tamarackfestival.ca. A shotgun and three rifles have been stolen from a home in Matice, and the OPP are hoping a public appeal helps locate them. Police say they were removed from the home on King Street sometime between last October and this April. If you have any information, call Provincial Police or Crime Stoppers. The full-time population of about 300 people in Jogues, south of Hearst, is expected to swell to over 2,000 this weekend for the three-day Mudfest. Secretary Daphne Brunet says it's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Fire Hall.
We will have four-wheeler races, side-by-side races. We'll also have truck races.
Don't worry about where to stay.
We have a big camping area. Last year we had over 62 campers and we still had room for more.
Of course, there will be food and refreshments available and a lot of live music. And finally, this afternoon, we at Country 93.1 are looking forward to Monday and our new offering of news at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's your chance to hear what's been going on in your community during the day, tailor-made for anyone who can't be listening at 4 or 5 o'clock. That begins Monday.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.